This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Female Orgasm Podcast, where we explore the potential of female orgasm, more pleasure, and a better sex life for both men and women. This is Terry Goffinette, and I am your host. Our guests today are Sherry Testerman and Wendy Testerman, and we are going to talk about the demonstration of a one-hour orgasm. Thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have both of you on the Female Orgasm Podcast.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Sherry and Wendy are instructors from the Wellcome Consensus, researchers and educators in communication, sensuality, and relationships, with a focus on female orgasm. Our show today will be about a course offered by the Wellcome Consensus called The Observation of Intense Coming, which features a demonstration of a woman in orgasm for 1 hour. Listen in and you'll find out why they do it, what it really is, what you can learn from it, and how you can see a demonstration of a woman in orgasm for 1 hour. So I was first curious to find out what inspired you to offer a course called Observation of Intense Coming.
Well, we've been researching female orgasm for almost 25 years now. And what that means, at least what it means to me, is I had my first due date. I was first introduced to the deliberate orgasm technique, you know, almost 25 years ago. So I had my first due date, and, you know, I had a fun, very fun sex life beforehand. But when I first got done and I experienced this particular kind of orgasm in my body, you know, the deliberateness, having the kind of attention that RJ put on me and the orgasm he created in my body, it really blew my mind. And, you know, and I know Wendy felt the same way when she had her first due date. And we had doing become an integral part of our daily life. And I was experiencing sensations in my body that I never knew was possible. And also through doing, our level of communication and intimacy went way up. So we had this new discovery of, you know, of female orgasm. And we began researching it and became more and more curious about what is possible here. And then at one point, it just spilled over to us our desire to want to teach, to share with other people the experiences that we're having, and share the beauty and the potential of female orgasm.
So what is the purpose of the OIC? Like, why offer a demonstration of a woman in orgasm for an hour?
Well, I would say that, like Sherry had said, that it became this beautiful part of our life, and we wanted other women and men to have this experience, and so we decided to teach this course to demonstrate what was possible, what one woman could do, another woman could do, and what one man could produce in a woman's body, another man could produce in a woman's body, and is a really fun course to witness. It was a unique style of orgasm when I first saw it. Now it's my everyday way of orgasming, but we just wanted it to be out there so other people could have it as well.
And what exactly does Observation of Intense Coming course look like? If a new student were to walk in the door, what, you know, kind of set the stage a little bit. This is, you know, pretty intimate, kind of far out there, you know, subject. When you mention it to people, they're like, what? So give us an idea of kind of how it looks when you first walk in.
Well, it's you know, when you think about it before knowing, you come up with these preconceived ideas, but it's really a clinical setting with a modified gynecological table. And that's where the woman lays down and has where the demonstration takes place. And so there's a chair and a table, and there's usually a couple other chairs with other people sitting around the woman who's having an orgasm, and then seats in the rest of the room for the audience. And the only person who doesn't have clothes on is the woman, or at least part of her, you know. And we took away all the, we call it romantic appointments, you know, like candlelight and dim lights and things like that. We put a little, maybe flowers there, but the whole point of it is for the experience of witnessing this 1 hour continuous orgasm rather than the setting. The setting is not even secondary. It's just the experience of witnessing the orgasm and even feeling it in your body as you witness it.
Yes, and there's a lecture beforehand, and then we have the demo, and then a lecture afterwards. And throughout all three parts, we encourage students to ask questions. They can actually ask questions during the demo to either the doer or the doee. It's very fun.
And she's talking about blowing your mind that she would be able to answer a question while she's having an orgasm. Is that usual that happens, or?
Oh, that's right. She can answer a question. She's in a relaxed state, and you know, she might not answer it on a very high peak. You know, she might wait till she's brought down some, and then you know, because you can ask, you know, of her, what is she feeling in her body? What kind of sensation? Where is she feeling it? How does it feel? And so she is more than happy to describe that to the students, you know, to give them reality on what they're experiencing.
Now, you mentioned a peak. How do you make an orgasm last for an hour? You call it continuous. So, you know, it's not multiple. It's not a bunch of small ones. There's one continuous orgasm. How do you do that?
Well, that's a very good question, which we cover extensively, because that's where training comes in, to learn how to take control of a woman's nervous system and create a continuous orgasm in her body, whether it be for 1 minute, 3 minutes, or an hour. And peaking is the building and waning of tumescence in her body.
So you mentioned training. If by attending a demonstration, is that part of the training to produce a 1 hour? Like, does a student see a 1 hour orgasm and then they go out and that's what they start doing in their lives?
Well, by witnessing it, it is part of the training, because it starts, if someone has never had a due date before, or has done a woman before, then this really gives someone an idea of how it goes and what it feels like. And having that 1 hour is just something that people can do. But ordinarily, it's like a 3 minute or a 5 minute or a 10 minute orgasm. Mm. It's people don't get up out of their seats and go home and do an hour orgasm. I wouldn't say, right?
Right.
But, yes, you can be just as gratified with a 3 minute orgasm as 1 hour in doing.
Right. We like to do the 1 hour and have it be an hour, because it really expands someone's mind, you know, to witness an hour and to feel it in their body. It's like, you know, hopefully it'll blow their mind so that they will be willing to take on new viewpoints about what orgasm is and can be.
You've both said the words feel. You'll feel the orgasm. It is, you know, I expected it to be something, okay, you're watching to see what he's doing and how she's reacting, but you keep saying feel. You feel the orgasm.
Absolutely.
You can. It's definitely a possibility if you're relaxed and your mind is open. It's energy. Orgasm is energy, and you can sit there in your chair and feel the woman's orgasm in your body.
Mm. How can someone attend a demonstration? Is it, do you have like a limited audience, or is it available to anybody? How does that go?
Well, anybody who is interested in learning more about deliberate orgasm can attend, and there is a prerequisite of the Common Sensuality course, and we have a couples retreat, a sensuality retreat that has the Common Sensuality course and the OIC, which is the Observation of Intense Coming demonstration, in our 3-day retreat. And the Common Sensuality course lays out the foundation and viewpoints that we offer to. It's always fun to start out with have these viewpoints as a foundation for deliberate orgasm.
Yeah, and living a more pleasurable life. And,
right.
And just having more fun. And having more fun with your partner. And just, you know, I mean, it really touches all aspects of a person's life.
That's right.
So do you have a course schedule? Is there anything upcoming? Or how can somebody find out more information about when these courses are offered?
We have a calendar on our website, and we have a phone number if you want to call to find out. But right now on our schedule, we have a retreat, a sensuality retreat, up in Northern California in March, and then we have a Common Sensuality course in April in San Francisco.
Great.
With an OIC.
Yes. And any time students can call and request a course, you know, request a time slot and say, hey, you know, this is when I can travel, does this work for you? And, you know, we like to accommodate people. And, I mean, we love what we do. We love teaching. So we take upon request.
Great. That is great to know. Wendy mentioned the phone number. I thought your phone number was so fun when I finally realized what it said. It's 877, and then it spells how to do. And I thought, boy, you guys must have swooped in there and got that, because that is just perfect for you. Well, thank you both so much for being here today, both of you. It's been fun. It's been informative. I enjoyed this time and learned some things.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Terry Goffinette, and you've been listening to the Female Orgasm Podcast. Tune in again soon for fresh new topics that will bring more pleasure and orgasm into your life. In the meantime, you can visit the Clipboard, a place for men and women to talk about female orgasm, at www.clitboard.com. Thank you. Have a great day.